嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny。 今天节目之前呢，还是要最后提醒一下大家，我们升级会员得旅行大奖的活动只剩下最后一天了。如果你一直想系统的提升自己的英语，然后又想有一套你可以坚持下去觉得非常享受的学习方法，那我想开言的课程一定会非常适合你。我们的课程保持了潘吉 Jenny 告诉你节目一贯的风格，轻松真实有趣，但是呢，它是更加体系化的一套英语学习体验。课程分为六个等级，开始学习时我们为你安排了一个全面的英语等级测试，之后会结合你的测试结果为你生成一套既体系化又个性化的英语学习课程。那再结合这一次的活动啊，因为许多朋友学英语啊都是有海外出行的需要，而且我觉得在海外旅游也是非常好的一个可以锻炼自己口语的时机，所以大家如果在国庆春节有旅游的想法，就不要错过这一次非常好的一个活动福利。我们给大家准备了各种非常实用的旅行优惠券、酒店抵扣金等等，涵盖北京、上海、三亚、成都、日本东京、泰国孤岛以及越南芽庄等国内外热门的旅游城市。对此次活动有兴趣又想好好提升英语的朋友们，快关注我们的微信公众号开言英语参与活动吧。
嗨，大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam, 我们今天说的这个节目来自于我最近的一次遭遇。
Oh no.
我说遭遇就是那个事情让我很 sad、oh. 很难过。
哦，
我最近回国出差，然后坐那加航的飞机，吃饭的时候那个空姐啊 flight attendant 他就问我说要吃什么，他很快的讲了今天吃的几个选择。
What do you want?
Then she was going over the different
options.
Yeah, options, 然后讲的很快，后来我就跟他说对不起我没听清，对吧， sorry、你能再说一遍吗，然后他又说很快的一遍，然后我说你第二个那个是什么，我真的没听明白，然后他就很不耐烦的跟我说 Oh, you don't understand me, you just don't get what I'm saying. 然后我想没有啊，我听得懂英语啊，但是你anyways
yeah, I really hate hearing stories like this. It really is this...
我很想跟他说我是教英语的好吧，可是我就想这确实是一个问题啊，不管是我们没有听清或者没有听懂，那我们可以怎么让别人再说一遍，说得更清楚一点，说得更慢一点。
I think it's a really good topic because when I was learning Chinese, I was also singing in bars, and there were always very loud places, and sometimes somebody would say something to me and I just couldn't hear them. And then, you know, I would have to say, you know, sorry, can you say that again? And, you know, oh, he doesn't understand. And it's really frustrating.
Adam 就想说我识啊，我识听，听得懂。好的，那我们今天 we can start with actually 就是跟人家说我没听清这件事。
Okay, so probably the first thing that comes to my mind is just I didn't hear that clearly.
哦，就是和中文非常对应的。
Right, I didn't hear that clearly. And just remember, for any of the phrases that we are going to say today, you can always add a sorry in there.
哦，对。
Sorry, I didn't hear that clearly.
对对，这样更客气一点啊。你讲到这句，我就想，哎呀，我当时蛮好跟那个空服员说Can you say it more clearly? 因为你讲得太快了。
Right.
不要都怪我啊。Anyways, I didn't hear that. Sorry, I didn't hear that clearly. 但是这句句子还是有点长啊。
It's a bit long, yeah.
对，所以我们有一些更加口语、更简单的说法。
Okay, well, we could also say, I didn't catch that.
Oh, catch.就是 C-A-T-C-H 吗？
Yeah.
这个 catch 有好多意思，我觉得这个 catch 和比如我们要去钓鱼、就 catch fish 挺像的、只是这里你 catch 的不是鱼而是 words
your point
right point、对对对，我没有 catch 你那个 point 啊，诶，我们中文说我没有 get 到、其实也可以用 get， 但它是另外一个有点另外一个意思。
Yeah, well, that's we're going to get to that in a second. I fully support you guys using get、in your language、butFor now, we probably don't want to say get because we're not focusing on not being able to understand. We're focusing on not hearing clearly.
对，因为我们现在讲的都是你没听清和我没听懂，不太一样啊。诶，这句话其实也可以加一个 I didn't quite catch.
I didn't quite catch that, yeah.
是吧 ,quite 就是没有完全听清、mm-hmm. 啊、
Yeah, you could also say really.Most of the time, when you can use quite, you can also use really.
Really, 对。好，那另外一个可以说的呢，就是 I missed that.
Yeah, yeah. Or again,、sorry, I missed that.
Sorry, I missed that.、Mm. Miss 就是错过你刚刚讲的什么，是吧、mm. 没听清啊。I missed that. 还有呢？
Well, this is the one that I wanted to put first,、or second, actually. Cause this is a good one. What's that?
就非常直接的。
It is, but think about it this way.If I didn't know what this thing on the table was, I would say, what's that?、But in this case, I'm saying, what's that?
What's that?、Mm. 语气不一样
Very different.
就是用的情景也不一样
And the other one that I wanted to put with what's that is the very American, the very popular, huh? huh? What's that? Sorry, I didn't catch that, huh?
你听起来像一个 hearing 不太好的
old guy. I think. What's that?
听力有点问题
Maybe. Yeah, well, that's something that's what our colleague Connor suggested for this is just to say that, you know, like my hearing is not very good.
现在我发现好多年轻人好像 hearing 也不是很好，因为可能常常听很响的音乐。我有碰到过好几个朋友，就跟我差不多年纪，经常就。啊，你说什么？你就没有听清。
What's that?
是，哎，你讲到 what 是不是就可以直接问 what?
What? Yeah, of course you can. That's like the easiest way. The problem is it's not a very polite way.
对。
Now, what's that? On the other hand, I don't think that is not polite.
Okay.
I don't think that's impolite. Again, if you add a sorry, it makes it a bit better. Sorry, what's that?
所以 sorry makes everything okay, 是吧
Sorry, what?
Sorry, what 也比光 what 好一点
It's better. It is better than what.
Okay, 那接着我们来看看，就很礼貌的好吗
？Okay.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
可以的啊。
That's okay. I mean, the big question, the old question is, excuse me and pardon me. What's the difference? There probably isn't any difference. I just say pardon me more than excuse me.Excuse me, I save for like getting
走路对对对
right, trying to go through people. Or,
借过、好 pardon me.
Pardon me is where I can't hear. Pardon me? Sorry, pardon me?
Okay, pardon me 是挺礼貌的
yes.
是吗、然后 pardon 有好多不同的说法你也可以说 I beg your pardon.
I beg your pardon.
但 I beg your pardon 是不是有点太正式啊
A little bit. Well, we were joking in the office that's something that people say when they are really surprised. Like,The other person has said something so outrageous. I beg your pardon.
可能别人 insult 你、别人对、侮辱你然后想、
right.
你说什么你再说一遍
Exactly, exactly. You heard what they said. You know what they said, but you just want to、give them a chance to take it back. I beg your pardon.
好的那看完了这一组没有听清、英语怎么说接下来我们来看看如果你没有听懂英语要怎么表达。
Okay, so here is where I'm actually going to suggest not saying sorry. So sorry, I didn't catch that. Sorry, what's that? But here, you know, you're trying. What do you have to apologize for?
对其实正在学英语英语不是最好就不是我们的错对吧不要一直说 sorry.
Right, exactly, exactly. So the easiest thing that you can say, of course, is just, I didn't understand that.
哎呀但我经常会 sorry, I didn't understand.
Well, if you say sorry, that's fine. We can still be friends.
你们加拿大人不是很喜欢说 sorry 的
We do, yeah, we sure do. Sorry.
Sorry.So, I didn't understand that.、是不是也可以说 I didn't quite understand?
Yeah, same thing. So, quite, really, you can always change them.
对而且我觉得 I didn't quite understand that 可能更符合我们的情况因为我们听懂了一点、听懂了部分对吧、
right.
我们在学英语但是可能没有百分之百的都 get.
Right, or maybe you got all the words, but...
The meaning
is not clear. Like, what does it mean to bark at the moon?
I didn't quite understand that. 那是下一集。
Oh.
顺序没有关系 Adam. 我们下一次中秋节的节目。
Just a little tease.
对教大家和 moon 相关的说法。 好，那除了 understand 呢，我们当然就可以用这个 get.
Get. Okay. Here's where we get to get. Yeah. So get, of course, it means understand.
就你可以说I didn't get that.
I didn't quite get that.
I didn't quite get that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
那没听懂的时候，我们是不是也能说 huh?
Huh?Yeah, well, of course you can. Again, this
is... What's that?
Yeah, you can... Of course you can use that in this case, too. It really depends. Again, like Jenny said, maybe it's not that you don't understand anything.
Mm.
You just maybe only got 90% of it.
对.
If it is a situation where you are understanding 10% of it or 20, maybe that is a good time to say, huh? What?What's that?
好，但是我还是比较建议大家用 I didn't get that 或者 I didn't quite understand that、
mm.
因为这样的话对方可能他会就会用比较简单的方法或者他会说慢一点
Right, so let's take a look at a few phrases we can use here to kind of get out of that situation
对，我觉得就是你怎么办你告诉了别人没听清、mm. 没听懂
Right, right, so you could imagine that person is probably going to just speak louder and a bit more slowly. But they might not know to do that, right? So you might have to ask.
对，那最简单、最直接的就是你能再说一遍吗？
Could you repeat that?
Could you repeat that? 那这里我们要用 could, 要比 can 更礼貌。
Mm, right, right, right. And of course, you could add a please there if you want. Could you repeat that, please?
Mm.
You could add a sorry if you want to.
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Right. You could add a sorry and a please. But sorry, could you repeat that, please? But there's no real need.
Okay. 那可不可以说 could you say that one more time?
You absolutely could say that. You could also ask, could you run that by me one more time?
Oh, 你知道吗？这个 run, 我最近才发现它是英语里好像 definition 解释最多的，有700多个意思。
Wow.
对，是我们抖音团队告诉我。
Okay, so keep that in mind. If you don't know at least 100 definitions of run and at least 200 of get, you should be working on that.
Okay, 所以这里的 could you run that by me? 这里的 run 和跑步没有关系。
Right, right. Actually, this is a phrase we use a lot at the office, at work. You run something by your boss.
对。
You run something by your wife.Or your parents, or...
Oh, 基本上 you run something by 管你的比你厉害的人
Permission, you need to get permission.
Oh, 就是许可做一件事。Mm. 但这个 could you run that by me again, 和 permission 没有关系吧
Right, there's not a lot of connection with permission here. It's just a way of saying, can you say that again?
再说一遍。好的，那我们今天最后要教大家的一句话这个也是非常的具体，很 specific.
It is. Could you say that slower?
对，这个很重要。就是有的时候他实在说太快了，他说慢一点，我们就能 get.
Right. So two things to say here is, here is a great little space where you can add a bit. Could you say that a bit slower? A bit.Always makes things sound a bit nicer.
对
You see how I even made it a bit nicer there
yeah,
by using a bit? And of course, many people will ask, well, isn't slower the wrong word to use? Shouldn't it be more slowly?
Shouldn't it be?
Shouldn't it be? Maybe a bit. No. It's from a grammatical point of view, sure, but...This is what people actually say.
更容易说。
It's easier and it's not like you can't understand it.
对。
Right? As long as you don't say more slower.
好，我们今天的节目就到这儿。这真的是一个非常有用的话题。希望我们今天所有教你的这些语言呢，下一次你遇到了没有听懂啊，没有听清，想要别人再说一遍的时候，就可以用今天学习到的这些。
啊？
好，那我们的节目就到这儿，感谢大家的收听。想要把英语学得更好，让你的沟通更顺畅的话呢，除了让别人慢慢说，我觉得 at the same time， 同时我们也要加强自己的英语水平。那大家可以看一下开言英语的会员课程，因为我们会更加体系化，更加全面的帮助你提升英语。你可以下载我们的 APP 开言英语进行免费试用。 OK, thank you for listening. We look forward to seeing you next time, 我们的中秋特辑。
OK guys, until then.